From telegraph.co.uk, France contradicts Cameron over Calais migrant camps. The Prime Minister said that a huge number of asylum seekers could come to Britain overnight because France would pull out of current border arrangements in the aftermath of an EU exit.
On the issue of Europe and our borders, if I make the point again, yes, this is a bilateral agreement. It's a good agreement. It's an agreement that means that our borders are effectively in Calais, not in Dover. That is good for Britain. I want us to keep that. I work very hard with my French counterparts, as does the Home Secretary, to make sure that we do keep that. That is why we've helped with fencing. That's why we've helped with finances. That's why we've helped with border guards and cooperation and all the rest of it. But the fact is, there are a lot of opposition politicians in France who would love an excuse to tear up that treaty, would like the border not to be in France, but to be in Britain. And I don't want to give people an excuse to do that. And this goes to a bigger argument. If we can get this deal in Europe, if we can get this renegotiation fixed, and we can stay in a reformed Europe, you know what you get. You know that the borders stay in Calais. You know that we have a seat determining the rules when it comes to the future of Europe. You know that we have that vital information, whether it's about terrorists or criminals travelling around Europe, because we're part of those organisations. And the people who want to take a different path, they have to start answering some questions about what it would look like if we're not in that organisation and not party to those rules. And I know they fear that, but the time will come pretty soon where they have to start answering some of those questions.
But on Monday night, French sources said they would not renege on the 2003 deal, contradicting Mr Cameron's claims. Tory Eurosceptics accused the Prime Minister of scaremongering and pointed to comments by Bernard Cazeneuve, the French Interior Minister, who has said that ending the border arrangements would result in a humanitarian disaster. Speaking in October, Mr Cazeneuve said, quote, "Calling for the border with the English to be opened is not a responsible solution. It would send a signal to people smugglers and would lead migrants to flow to Calais in far greater numbers. A humanitarian disaster would ensue. It is a foolhardy path and one the government will not pursue," end quote. A source at France's Interior Ministry confirmed that his statement remains the official position and that there are no plans to reform the agreement. Under the 2003 Le Touquet Treaty between the UK and France, Britain is allowed to conduct border controls at French rather than UK borders. The arrangement means France checks for migrants stowing away on lorries or trains bound for Britain in Calais, not Dover. Mr Cameron yesterday defended his position and warned that here are any number of opposition politicians in France who would love to tear up the deal. The Prime Minister's official spokesman said, quote, "The point here is about a huge number of people coming to the UK effectively overnight to claim asylum. So you're literally having thousands of people coming to the UK overnight to claim asylum in Folkestone or other entry points on the southern coast," end quote. Philippe Moynonet, the deputy mayor of Calais, bolstered Mr Cameron's case. He said, quote, "We will have to cancel these agreements because England won't be in Europe anymore, so that will really be a foreign country for us," end quote. Mr Cameron later said that Britain could be denied information about terrorists or criminals travelling around Europe if it opts to leave the European Union. He said, quote, "There are any number of opposition politicians in France who would love to tear up the excellent agreement we have with France to make sure that we have our borders on their side of the channel. I don't think we should give those politicians any excuse to do that. If we stay in a reformed EU, you know what you get. A border in Calais and vital information about criminals and terrorists travelling around Europe."
It's June the 24th, or whenever the morning after is for the EU referendum, and Britain wakes up to discover we voted to leave Europe. But what does leave look like? Is it a Norwegian arrangement where we get access to the single market but have all those rules and regulations and no say over how they're formed? Is it a Turkish deal, a customs union that gives us access for our goods but not for our financial services? Perhaps it's a Swiss deal, free trade, but again, no access for our financial services. Maybe we take the WTO route, become a free trading nation, trade with the Commonwealth, join NAFTA. And how will Europe react to a Brexit? Will they welcome us with open arms, cut a quick trade deal, or will they try and set an example, show other European states that there is a cost to leaving Europe? What will happen if Scotland votes to stay and the rest of the UK votes to leave? If there's another Scottish referendum, how will little old England fare all on its own outside Europe? These are the questions that the In campaign wants you to worry about so that you vote for the status quo.
Eurosceptic MPs, including Liam Fox, the former Defence Secretary, and David Davis, a former Shadow Home Secretary, criticised Mr Cameron's comments. Mr Fox, the former Defence Secretary, said he was sad and disappointed that Britain's border arrangements have nothing to do with membership of the European Union. Eurosceptic cabinet ministers said that Mr Cameron's comments highlighted how unfair it is that the Prime Minister is free to speak in favour of Britain remaining in the EU, while they are barred from speaking out until after a deal is secured. Earlier, Rob Whiteman, the former chief executive of the UK Border Agency, said that the number of people claiming asylum in this country could rise from 30,000 to 50,000 a year if Britain leaves the EU. However, John Vine, the UK's former Chief Inspector of Borders and Immigration, told the BBC's World at One that he did not think that Britain's exit from the EU would lead to an immediate collapse in cross-border arrangements with France.
Is that it? Is it the best the Prime Minister can do? Nothing for British pensioners, nothing for British workers. And as the Office for Budget Responsibility and the Treasury have both confirmed, his long-term economic plan is reliant on over a million new migrants entering this country before 2020. Has the Prime Minister got the bottle to confirm this inconvenient truth?
I believe that we'll succeed more as a country if we get a good deal in Europe and stay in a reformed Europe. That will be good for jobs, good for investment, good for growth. And that's what I'm fighting for.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. Could the Prime Minister explain why we're cutting by 5% the number of training places available for therapeutic radiographers?
The crucial point here is the money is there in our NHS, money that would never be there if we followed his crazy economic plans.
The First Ministers of Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland have written today saying that they believe holding a referendum in June, and I quote, risks confusing issues when clarity is required.
I think people are perfectly capable of making up their minds in a local election or in a Scottish parliamentary election or in a Welsh Assembly election, and then a period of some weeks afterwards making up their mind all over again on the vital question of the European Union. I think, frankly, he's looking for things to complain about.
It came as it emerged that David Cameron will attempt to secure an improved EU renegotiation deal this week after it was heavily criticised, with senior figures including Boris Johnson and Michael Gove wavering over whether they can back the deal as it stands. British negotiations are pushing to strengthen the so-called emergency brake on paying benefits to EU workers. Mr Cameron will send senior negotiators back to talks on Thursday in an attempt to secure a stronger deal ahead of the European Council meeting on February 18th. The demands include a significant increase in the duration of the stop on paying in-work benefits, which the current deal says will last up to 4 years. UK negotiators want the emergency brake to remain in force significantly beyond 4 years, or until the excessive pressure on social and welfare services that triggered the brake has been fully solved, which could mean indefinitely. Quote, there will be some things that we want to go back and have a look at because we think we can get a better deal, end quote, the source said.